right. Hey, everybody. So we're here live at MVP Days 2017 in Vancouver. So we're live streaming some of the cloud and infrastructure sessions today. I'm actually joined right now by Marcos. How are you doing today, Marcos?
I'm fantastic. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so you were over at Edmonton with us. And like I said, we're here in Vancouver today. And I think we have a really great showing. So, you know, what's your take on MVP Days? What's your favorite part?
My favorite part besides this beautiful man, yes, you are beautiful, from inside and outside as well, is the community part. So the sessions are great. It's great to be with the fellow MVPs. The technical sessions are really great, really, really good deep dive, but be able to talk about our experience and share our experience. It's greater than that. So it's what I really love about this MVP Days. It's a very down earth, and it's from the community to the community, and that's what I love.
That's the greatest part about getting together at these events, whether it be MVP Days or Ignite or VMworld or Cisco Live or any of the big shows that are out there today. The greatest part about that is getting out there and networking.
Yeah.
Making connections, meeting people, kind of getting outside of your normal comfort zone, asking questions, meeting with the experts. And that's kind of the whole premise of what MVP Days really is at its core. It's about getting together a group of Microsoft professionals, like-minded individuals, IT pros, and giving them a forum to get access to information that they might not have access to on a regular basis.
Exactly. And sometimes when you're working alone and or when you're working on some of the issues, you even if in sharing through the coffee that I have that experience, sometimes another set of eyes, another mindset could just help you moving forward and reach out when you really need. This is the best thing that I always take. It's my golden nugget. It's that networking that you always need.
Yeah, so like I said, we're here in Vancouver, and already today, if you've been keeping track of the stream, I know several of the viewers out there have been, you know, we've been sharing some sessions. So the first one this morning was actually by Emil Cabot, and the session that he did was Introduction to OMS. And then we actually just saw a great cloud strategy session by Matt Carolyn. And you can actually follow Matt on Twitter. He's at CarolynMatt. And you can check out his session here in the MVP Days Facebook stream afterwards. But you know, some of the really interesting things that I learned in hearing from Matt today was the fact that most organizations are starting to continually adopt public cloud inside of their environments, whether that be software as a service with like Office 365 or straight up infrastructure or even PaaS applications, so like Azure, for instance. What are you seeing kind of as you're out meeting with customers on the consulting side, Marcos?
So what I'm seeing is more trying to first cut down the costs, and the cloud with that, it helps them. And be able to spin and be more productive in some of the workloads that they want to test. That's another thing that I'm seeing as well. So there is a good drive for the cloud. Because I'm an infrastructure person, I see more the infrastructure as a service.
Mm-hmm.
So spin up that foundation of Azure, for example, that they can extend their data center, that sometimes it's too painful or too costs.
Right.
It's way more cost effective if they do that with Azure. And it's really simple to do it. So for us, we have to kind of reinvent ourselves. Because we became more like those guys that come in and do the job, to become more like a trusted advisor.
Absolutely.
And that, I think, is the path that we should go in this case.
Yeah, so like I said, we're here at MVP Days Vancouver. We've got some other sessions that are going to be coming up here. The next one is actually on Skype for Business, on how you can do that on-premises, as well as connect out to PSTN and external PBX devices. So I think that'll actually be a great session.
Yeah.
You know, especially as folks continue to migrate off of the legacy link over to the newer Skype for Business inside of their environment. And then we've got some HAPV coming up, and then actually myself and Dave Kowal are doing a session on Hyper-V troubleshooting. Windows Server 2016 REFS is coming up this afternoon. And then we've got some really special stuff from Emil again later this afternoon. So like I said, stick with us. We appreciate your patience. I think we've worked through all of the streaming bugs that we had just a few minutes ago. So I think we should be good to go for the rest of the day. So everyone, thanks a lot for joining us. And stay tuned for more here at MVP Days Vancouver. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.